This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What a good Tuesday afternoon, everybody. Nice to have you aboard with us right here in the nation's capital and beyond. Always live and free on the Odyssey app and also on demand. We are with you until 4 o'clock Eastern time or over the next 3 hours if you happen to listen to the podcast on delay or on demand or anytime that, again, you want, each and every hour, each and every segment labeled and cut up for you so you can digest it simply on the Odyssey app at the Team 980 or at theteam980.com. AMAC is back with us on a Tuesday afternoon, so be nice to him. On the other side at 301-230-0980, I look to my right and I see one of the big watching the Great Eight signs in my window over here to my right. So somebody was decorating the studio, and I saw a couple of them over at 106.7 The Fan when I just visited JP Finley and B. Mitch on their show. Appreciate those guys always for having me and Bustin' Chops and giving me a little run and promotion and all of that. I appreciate those guys. They're good to me in the radio show. And we are with you. As we count you down to the start of the NCAA tournament, we have the Nationals right here on the Team 980 tonight, beginning at 6 o'clock. We have the Capitals and the Great Eight back home tonight for a homestand that begins tonight and will run Thursday and Saturday. I'm not sure beyond that. I haven't looked that far. I know I'm going to Saturday's game against the Florida Panthers, the defending Stanley Cup champion. So looking very forward to that. So I need Ovi to score 7 goals over the next 2 games to make me feel really good about my chances of seeing history on Saturday afternoon. I think I'm doing a double dip on Saturday. I'm trying to get out a little bit more, get out of my cocoon. So the Capitals and the Panthers start at 5 o'clock, and then the Washington Spirit are playing in their home opener after going 2 in a row on the road. I think I'm going to join Craig Hoffman, who I presume is going, and go to Saturday night's Spirit home opener at 7:30. So I'm going to go to Capital One Arena, be a little bit late to Audi Field, but watch the Spirit and the Capitals, and away we go. Saturday Night Rooster, baby. I mean, instead of Saturday Night Live, what else could you ask for? I wanted to start the show. Everybody knows that, how do I best put this? You know, I listen to a lot of Coach Sheehan on the way in, at home, on the Odyssey app, what have you. And he is a diehard college basketball fan. and obviously a very, very, very big Terps fan. He had Kevin Willard on today, in case you missed that. Hit the podcast on the Kevin Sheehan Show. He had Roy Hibbert on just a little while ago. If you missed that, hit the podcast. Him and Denton, they talk a lot of college basketball. We generally don't on this show, except when there's a big moment or two. And obviously, this is a week where if you're going to talk a lot of college hoops, this is it. I grew up in a hotbed of college basketball on Long Island with St. John's and Louis Carnesecca and Chris Mullen going at it in the Big East with Georgetown and Big John, who ultimately and later on in life I got to work with, which was both intimidating and awesome. And Georgetown and Villanova and Raleigh Massimino and just all of the greatness of the Big East and college basketball and the tournament and everything when there wasn't as many choices on television, right? Think about it. There just wasn't, right? There wasn't 4,000 different choices that you could watch live and on demand like there is now. So I grew up immersed in really three things. Hockey, because the New York Islanders, I grew up on Eastern Long Island, were in the stretch of a 4 Stanley Cup championship in a row winning streak. I grew up in the hotbed, or what I considered to be a hotbed of college hoops, again, St. John's, Georgetown, Syracuse, I forgot to mention them, and Boeheim, Raleigh Massimino, and Villanova, all of that, right? And baseball. I didn't grow up, quite honestly, with as much exposure to football as most people around here did and do. So I should love college hoops. I should love March. And every year, I like parts of it. I like parts of it. There is no doubt that there is a rush when it comes to seeing your brackets and how you did and what picks you made. And did you lose a Final Four team in the first round like so many did, 2 years ago with Purdue as a 1 seed getting upset? And I think I did too. In the 1-16 matchup with Fairleigh Dickinson. Right? There's a rush to the, if you're into gambling, if you're just filling out the bracket, if you're out and about with your boys and you're throwing down a couple of drinks and some wings and having a couple of sandwiches and you have a good time, right? Here's the problem. I've always said college basketball and specifically the tournament is very popular with the common everyday person. Because it comes alive in March. You hear a ton about it. It's very, 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 very easy to fill out a bracket, right? You need to know nothing. And anyone can relate and play along, right? And have a rooting interest. Even if you didn't go to said school, even if you have followed nothing all year long. And you just fill out a bracket. Ooh, I can win some money. Ooh, I can get lunch catered to me. Ooh, I can have bragging rights over Billy, Bob, and John in the office. Right? So there's all sorts of reasons why it's massively popular. That being said, I think that popularity is very much waning. Like I hear Coach Sheehan all the time. Talk about how it's basically boiled down to a one-month sport. And essentially, that's true. Not many people pay attention to college basketball at least until like February 18th, February 19th, February 20th. And that might even be a stretch. Most people don't get into college hoops until probably maybe last week, for the weekend with all the big tournaments, what have you. Okay. You do you. I do me. You do you. I love hockey. A lot of you don't. Okay? I think the Stanley Cup playoffs is by far the best tournament in the world. Better than the NFL playoffs, better than the NCAA tournament, better than anything. The Stanley Cup playoffs are where it's at for me. I do me, you do you. That being said, I have a forum. So, I wanted to throw it out to you guys. Not what is the best tournament, because that's been done before. Although you can chime in on that at 301-230-0980. Again, for me, it's the Stanley Cup playoffs. But I like every tournament, right? The NCAA tournament, in some ways, has the best setup. Again, the bracket, easy to fill out, easy to follow. But no home court really takes away, in my opinion, some of the passion, some of the fun. I think they should do what the women's do, what the women's tournament does, you know, first and second round at the higher seed, whatever, however you want to do that. I think that would be great. I think that would add to it instead of these neutral, sterile atmospheres. Like when Maryland goes out to Seattle, how many Maryland fans are making the trip to Seattle? How many? 3? 10? I mean, besides family. How many? Not a lot. It's far way away. Okay? Now, maybe there'll be more than that, but you get my point. You get my point. So, I think they could accentuate and add to the first and second round if it was at home barns. Okay. That being said, most people, including guys that I work with, D-Day just said on my way, I know you're a college basketball expert, right? And I laughed and I scoffed and I said, well, I wouldn't exactly call me that. But I don't get as geeked up and as fired up for the NCAA tournament as A, I used to, and B, as I think most of you do. And I don't know if that's me just being older or if that's because the product is not as good as people think it is. And then on top of that, I've consistently called the NCAA tournament field random. The seeding, the bracket, it's random, right? And somebody shot, well, if it was random, then McNeese State would be number the one seed. No. Stop being a dope. We're not talking about that. What we're talking about is this. It is random when you consider most people believe, including Kevin Willard, by the way, that the bracket is largely filled out before the conference tournaments begin. Right? So whether you agree, disagree, like, don't like, that is a top 15 head basketball coach of Maryland, the Crab Five, who just said with Kevin Sheehan, he feels the tournament field, the bracket is mostly set and then adjusted slightly based on the results of the conference tournaments. Again, nobody should ever think that they don't set the field or set a good deal of the field until after the Big Ten championship game on Sunday afternoon. There's no way. So obviously, it is done at some point. The question is what point? Is it before? Is it on Wednesday? Is it on Thursday? How much adjustment? We don't know. I've called it random. Maybe random seems to have ruffled your feathers. Random seems to have ruffled your feathers, which is what I thought it would, which is why I was using the term. Maybe subjective is the better term. And I'm just going to give you an example, right? Louisville, 27-7, 18-2 in the conference, lost in the ACC championship game, 14-3 at home, 9-2 on the road. I'll give you more numbers if you want. Okay? Now, they did lose in the ACC championship to a non-Cooper Flag-led Duke Blue Devils by 9. And they got punished with an 8 seed. Right? And they have to take on a very tough Creighton team, as most 8-9 matchups are. Completely subjective. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. We talked about this yesterday. West Virginia feels they got absolutely, well, raked over the coals in a coal mining state. So much so that the governor and the attorney general, we played this audio yesterday, we can play it again maybe later on, are threatening litigation and trying to bring down the NCAA, the National Corrupt Athletic Association, and all this nonsense, right? And as I mentioned to you yesterday, far be it from me to be a college hoops expert, I'm not. But I went to the NCAA's website and I said, rankings, okay. And I had the choice between the Associated Press, the top 16 committee ranking, the USA Today coaches ranking, and the NCAA men's basketball net rankings. So I thought, well, I've heard net rankings and quad one wins and all this stuff. Let's use this as kind of a talking point, right? A criteria point, which the committee clearly uses. How much? We don't know. Do they use it in every determining factor? No, clearly not. As we pointed out time and time again yesterday, Maryland was the best 4 seed and got sent the worst possible location. You heard Kevin Willard say with Kevin Sheehan earlier today on the Team 980, hey, man, I thought we were going to Providence. We were the best 4 seed. We broke this down yesterday. Net rankings, Maryland is the best 4 seed. They're number 10 overall. Arizona, number 12. Purdue, number 19. And the other horse crap team, Texas A&M. Not horse crap, but you know my point. 18. Maryland, the best 4 seed, got sent the furthest. They might as well send them to Siberia instead of Seattle. I may have missed this because my daughter called. I don't know if Sheehan followed up with, hey, ma'am, what are you going to do if you beat Memphis, or if you beat Grand Canyon University on Friday in Seattle, beat Memphis, let's just say they beat, Colorado State, the 5-12, say Memphis wins on and then you beat Memphis on Sunday in Seattle, you coming all the way home for about a day and a half to go all the way back to San Francisco for Thursday night, which is Thursday afternoon out there? You doing that? Or are you going to keep your kids on the road for potentially a week and a half into the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight, which some people feel is great for team building and team bonding? Got it. They're 19-year-old kids, 20-year-old kids, 18-year-old kids. This isn't the Washington Capitals, guys. Professionals. I mean, they are professionals, but who represent colleges. They're no longer amateurs, but they're not true professionals. Hey, a week and a half out on the road, we get to bond, we get to have dinner, we get to go away, we get to spend time together. No wives, no wags, no family, no nah. This isn't the same thing. They got school, they got classes, they got tests, they got a future to consider. You're going to keep them on the road for a week and a half, potentially? So the point in me saying this is, yes, I am not Dick Vitale, Jay Billis, Seth Greenberg, John Rothstein, what have you. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you my passion runs super deep. It doesn't. Despite growing up in a college hoops hotbed, it just doesn't. But what I can't get and what I can't wrap my arms around, and there is some grumbling about it, and obviously there is debate and outrage over North Carolina getting in versus West Virginia versus Indiana, so on and so forth, and what seed this team has and what seed that team has and blah, 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 blah. But what makes it very hard for me to wrap my arms totally around it is people that call this the perfect bracket, the perfect tournament, and yet it is as imperfect as you can possibly get. There's no set of criteria that makes sense. There's no one guideline. In every other sport we have, hey, man, your record's better than the other guy. Oh, we have tiebreakers. They're complicated, but we have tiebreakers. I understand you have 360 schools. You have automatic qualifiers. You have this, you have that. You have 68 teams. They're probably going to put it up to 78, 82, 89, whatever the hell they're going to do in the next year or so, just so more teams can get in. But the bottom line is, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And maybe, just maybe, they're doing it on purpose to capture that buzz, to capture that anticipation, to bottle it up and unleash it, because they know that the product actually on the floor is not as popular as it once used to be and is not as good as it once used to be. Maybe. All right, some opening thoughts there. If you want to hop in, 301-230-0980, you can join in. You want to tell me that the NCAA tournament is still the best, that there's no problems with it, that it's perfectly imperfect, that's fine. You can go right ahead. Or you can respond to, again, my criticism, and I have more, and I have more analysis and more takes and more spins and more whatever, which we will touch on in just a moment right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 28 minutes after the hour, just getting rocking and rolling. Let me give you this. After the Terps lost on Saturday, in which they allowed the point guard to take the ball inbounds back right down the middle of the no defense, nobody drawn a foul, nothing, and got out-rebounded by 30, right? I think we all understood losing to Michigan in the Big Ten semifinal, even in crushing fashion, that they wouldn't be a three seed, right? And they turned out to be a four seed. And I think everybody agrees that that is a pretty fair representation of Maryland. Okay. But again, they got banished to Seattle. Now, maybe I'm making a big deal out of that, but the head coach told you he was disappointed that they weren't sent to Providence or somewhere else closer so that they could have more fans. So it cost them. Subjective, random, right? So I tweeted on Saturday afternoon, man, heartbreaking loss for the Terps. Ultimately, it means very little, in my opinion, even though people will make a big deal out of it. I said, remember, the seeds and teams are random. No home court advantage, etc. Right? This is all I could get in one tweet. Okay? And I truly feel random might be strong. Subjective is beyond accurate. And somebody named Colin, with a one in his name instead of the I, I don't know, at C2 underscore H-T-T-T-T-R-T-R, said, incredibly stupid take. You suck. Well, he didn't say you suck, but I mean, you say somebody has an incredibly stupid take because you disagree with them and you love college basketball, you're going to take offense to that. Or you're a Terps fan and you're bitter that they lost. Or you're drunk. Could be all of that. So I just saw the response today and I was like, how? Why is that an incredibly stupid take? What is wrong with that? And he says, seeding matters, first of all. Okay, explain to me how seeding matters. It doesn't guarantee you home court advantage. It doesn't guarantee you an easier opponent. If you're going to make a run, you got to go through it all. There's not a whole lot of difference if you got to go through, if you're a four seed, if you got to go through five seed Memphis or a six seed. The six seed is in the West is, I guess it's not UConn. That's the eight seed. Oh, Missouri. There it is. I mean, it doesn't guarantee you an easier matchup. It by no means is it clearly defined by any sort of legitimate criteria. It's just random. Hey, man, we need to fill out a bracket. We need to fill out a we need to make enticing television matchups, too, sometimes. They always look for that juicy potential second-round matchup. In this case, didn't. But what did it mean? It meant that likely Maryland could have been a three seed. Could have been. But if they won that game on Saturday and then lost to Wisconsin in the Big Ten Championship, they probably still would have been a four. It didn't mean a whole lot. And even if they were a three, they would be a 3-14 against UNC Wilmington, just for instance, and fine. Okay. But that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't give you home court. It doesn't give you any advantage at all. So I said, how? He said, seeding matters, first of all. Didn't explain. Secondly, the Terps haven't won more than one game in the Big Ten tournament since they've been in the Big Ten. So it means, so saying it means very little, it's an incredibly stupid take. First of all, stop using the word take. That's Jim Rome's neighborhood. Please start being creative. Secondly, it's not an incredibly stupid take. What does winning one game or not winning one game in the Big Ten tournament mean? If you win the damn thing, if you lose the damn thing, if you win one game, two games, three games, four games, it means nothing. It guarantees nothing other than, hey, if you win the damn thing, you get to call yourself Big Ten champs. Whoop-dee-damn-doo. What? You get to hang a banner? Yay! It's all about what happens in the NCAA tournament, except there's no defined criteria. They could have won the Big Ten tournament as Michigan did. And Michigan, now granted, Some of this is because of what they did or didn't do in the regular season, including losing to Maryland, Michigan. Where are they? They wound up a 5 seed, right? I think they did. Can't keep this all straight. Yeah, in the 5-12 matchup. So the team that won the Big Ten tournament wound up with a worse seed than the team that lost to it in the semifinals. What are we doing here? Where are we going? I don't get it. All right, time for a trending alert, and then your phone calls right away on the other side, I promise, including Dr. Sabah. Can't wait to hear from Dr. Sabah, who's all fired up about North Carolina and more on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, good to have you with us right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Let's go right out to the calls, get you guys aboard. Oh, also, I forgot to re-mention this. We're still picking games at random. We're asking callers, every caller, to pick 2 games completely at random. I give you the matchups live on the air, and you pick them. It doesn't matter if you like them, don't like them, know anything about the teams. It just kind of proves my point overall. We're actually going to have one of my good friends, Johnny D, a college hoops aficionado, on tomorrow to clean up the mess that you guys create yesterday, today, and for the first 2 hours of the show tomorrow, and fill out the rest of the bracket with some bit of knowledge. All right, let's do it right here on the Team 980. Also, looks like Charlie Slows, the radio voice of the Nationals, going to join us shortly from West Palm Beach, as the Nationals will be on the air and on 980 tonight at 6 o'clock following Craig Hoffman. Let's get to our pal, Dr. Sabah, who has been very, very, very busy. Doc, how are you?
Oh, Chris, my apologies to all of you and all of our listeners. I have definitely been trying to listen in and out. My schedule has changed. It's really hard for me to get away to call you during this time, but I said I'm definitely going to do it. I was going to do it yesterday, and just don't you think that I forgot about you and that I've fallen out of love with you, and don't fall out of love with me. That's the only thing I ask for.
We love you, Doc. You still ruffle feathers from time to time, and you still get more mentions than just about anyone. Maybe you and Paulie go 1-2 in terms of caller mentions. Let's put it that way.
Okay. So, do you want to ask me the random sort of thing first?
Yes.
Get that out of the way. Then
yes.
I have things to say.
Let's get it out of the way. All right. So I'm going to give you, so we already took care of North Carolina in the play-in game. Okay.
Who did y'all pick?
Well, Little picked North Carolina to beat San Diego State.
Okay. Good job, K-9.
There you go. All right. I'm going to give you a Thursday game.
Okay.
7:10 UCLA and Utah State. Mm-hmm. Thursday night, 9:25 in Lexington.
Utah State, because my Tar Heels beat UCLA. That means they're probably not that good.
All right.
Utah State.
And I'm going to give
you... And I apologize to Doc. I know that's Doc's team.
The Tennessee-Wofford matchup, 2:15, also in Lexington
on
Thursday
night. I'm going to pick both underdogs. Wofford.
Whoa.
They beat my Tar Heels, too.
Wofford?
Back in the day. That's my upset special.
Paulie picked Norfolk...
Yeah, can I chime in something on
Yes,
here?
Yes. Paulie picked Norfolk State over Florida yesterday. And your pick as a 1-16,
yeah.
And now you're getting rid of Tennessee, a number 2 seed. Okay. I see where this is.
I think SEC is way overrated.
Well, they did have 15,000 teams get in. Okay, go right ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Because they own everything now. They're the new bully on the block. Anyhow... So you know what? I did my bracket by accident. I created a group. My brother said, create a group. And I clicked random by accident. I'm like, oh, my God, what did I just do? And guess what my random bracket had? Maryland beating Liberty in the final game. I quickly canceled that bracket and made another one. Okay. So, now, can I talk all the people about...
Wait a second. Where is Liberty?
Liberty.
16.
They must be somewhere.
They are 16. They are 12. I didn't realize they were that high. Holy crap.
Yeah, right. I didn't know they were in there either.
Okay.
But that's what I had. Maryland.
Yeah, they're 12.
All right, I got a bone to pick with people who are dissing my Tar Heels now.
Yep.
Now, Kevin Sheehan is really upsetting me. He has definitely just divorced the ACC like no other. I can't believe him. But anyhow, so he's talking about, the quad one wins. Well, listen, dude, there is a difference between all the quad one teams. You can beat you know, Wake Forest was considered a quad one. UCLA was considered a quad one. That's different than playing Duke or playing Auburn or playing Florida. Those are quad. We had three number one teams in the country as our quad one games. So, of course, we could have maybe won one or two of those if we had played UCLA twice, because we beat them once. We could have played them twice and maybe played them three times and beat them. The quad, we could have beat Arizona. Those are all quad one teams. Tennessee was considered, I think, quad one. So you cannot say all quad ones are alike. Also, the net takes into account quad ones. Takes into account it. And our net was 36.
Yep.
More than double digit better than all that West Virginia was 51. I mean, come on.
Well,
dude.
This is what I said yesterday. Okay. You may have heard it.
Okay.
My point was, yes, they were terrible in quad one wins, and I mentioned the Duke. And you got to beat Duke. Yeah. You got to beat Duke if you don't want anybody on your back without Cooper Flagg on Friday. They didn't, but they were 36.
Well,
they were 36.
The guy had a lane violation.
Yeah, they were 36th in net rankings compared to West Virginia at 51 and Indiana at 54. So if we're going to use the net rankings, which is a combination of things, and all the quads and all that stuff.
Including the quads.
Yeah, if you're going to use that, then damn it, there's no argument.
Right, and also, guess what? If we didn't get in, we would have been the first team. I sent this to Kevin. I should have sent it to you. The first team in something like 30 years or something, they had a net ranking above 40 and didn't make the tournament. So why would we be the one that not made it? Because people jealous, that's all. They hating on Carolina because, you know, God is a Carolina fan. That's why you look up and what color
Carolina.
Is it? It is Carolina blue. Okay? So we got God on our side. Okay? Now, we may lose tonight. We may lose tonight. Now, one more thing I got for you. Another thing. I hope Maryland loses so bad just because I'm upset with Kevin. I want Maryland to just lose. When I saw my random thing with Maryland beating Liberty, I'm like, I got to cancel that out. Now, one last thing, and I'll let you go. Guess what tickets I got to in the nice box fancy seats VIP?
Oh, you're going to the Canes and the Caps.
You got it. Canes.
Where's
Capitol.
My invite, Doc?
Break the record.
Where's my invite?
Ticket, should you need one? We got three tickets. I got me and my husband. And if you really want to go, the seat is yours. You just got to get down here to Raleigh.
When is
and
this?
And drive with us. We got the VIP parking.
When is this?
Well, it's April 2nd. It's a Wednesday night.
Oh.
6 o'clock.
I gotta figure that out. You're killing me. But maybe.
I know. Huh? Let me know.
I might be able to swing that. Thanks, Doc. Appreciate you as always.
All right, love you, man.
Love you,
see
too. Ya. All right. Doc, always fanning the flames. God is a Carolina fan. See, again, this goes back to my point, right? Everybody is upset that North Carolina's in because they think there was hanky-panky with the athletic director that was the chair of the tournament. And there probably was, even though they got to recuse themselves. Don't think that they don't have cocktails together. Don't think that they don't have influence. Oh, we don't want to upset the chair. How bad would it look if the chair of the tournament, North Carolina, doesn't make it? You don't think they wanted North Carolina in tonight's first four?
Yeah.
Nobody watches these games tonight. You know who will be watching?
North Carolina fans.
A lot of people that A, are pissed at North Carolina, and B, a lot of North Carolina fans, if not every one of them. I mean, this tournament is obviously designed for TV, gambling, the casual Joe. It's not based on who actually is best or any set criteria. None of it. 301-230-0980. We'll continue picking games. We'll get to Lou. We'll get to Little. We'll get to you. And listen, if you completely disagree with me and think I'm full of bleep, have at it, man. Do it in a respectful way. Have at it. We can all feel differently. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we'll get back to the calls in a couple of minutes, more than a couple of minutes, but you get my point. Charlie Slows, the voice of the Nationals, along with Dave Jagler. They'll be on the call tonight starting at 6 o'clock, Nationals and the Houston Astros right here on the Team 980, Odyssey, and everything in between, the Nationals Radio Network. And you'll hear Charlie from time to time, obviously, with us throughout the baseball season and especially if there are any conflicts with the Caps and so on and so forth, as we move forward, we'll see what happens. So some of the games from the Nats' perspective might be regular season games. Opening day starts next Thursday. Might have to move over because of conflicts, and I'll let others worry about all that. Anyway, Charlie will be on the mic tonight, 6 o'clock. Mackenzie Gore named the opening day starter. We'll talk to the voice, one of the voices, of the Washington Nationals coming up from West Palm Beach in just a couple of moments. And then we will get back into the NCAA tournament, and I've got some Commanders things. Ben Standing's written a column at The Athletic about the different offseason approaches. The Eagles have struck again. We'll get into that. And Jameis Winston might be coming to AMAX Giants. We'll touch on that. Plus the Grade 8 back in action tonight at home for you all at Capital One Arena. All to come before 4 o'clock on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.